Yo, what's up, everybody? This Sunday, January 27th, 12 p.m. Eastern Noontime, we are having a free webinar titled The Proven 6 Steps to PT School Acceptance Despite a Low GPA or a Low GRE Score. I think we have close to about 200 people already signed up for the webinar, so save your spot, be quick. I'm not sure how many people our webinar system is going to let us hold and hang on to, so make sure you're signed up, make sure you're registered. If you can't make that time, don't worry. Yes, the replay will be available to everyone who has signed up and registered. So save your spot and be there for the 6 proven steps to PT school acceptance despite your low GPA or low GRE score. If this is your mission, if this is your life's work, if this is your passion, don't let your low GPA score, low GRE score, your parents telling you you can't do it, your guidance counselors telling you you're not smart enough. No, you can do this. We have proven that you can get into PT school despite your low GPA, your low GRE score, your family members, your classmate. It does not matter. If this is what you want to do, let's make it happen. So save your spot in that webinar. Be there, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your classmates, and sign up for the 6 proven steps to PT school acceptance despite a low GPA or low GRE score. This is on January 27th, 12 p.m. Eastern Noontime. And yes, the replay will be available to everyone who has signed up. The link is in the description, so make sure you click that, save your spot, and we will see you there. This episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast is brought to you by the Accepted System. The Accepted System is not just coaching, it's not just an online course, it's not a feel-good group, and it's definitely not your guidance counselor just giving you a few tips and sending you on your way. This is a proven system that helps pre-PT students just like you get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. The Accepted System has achieved acceptance for students with above and below 3.0 GPAs. Our system trains pre-PTs to think differently so that they can ultimately fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors of physical therapy despite their fears, low grades, and uncertainty of the future. The Accepted System is a do-it-with-you 6-week program that teaches you our Accepted System method. To learn more, visit us at www.preptgrind.com and click I Need to Know More under the Accepted System. We hope to help you achieve your dreams of getting into physical therapy school. Now enjoy the rest of the episode.
On this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast, co-founder Casey Coleman interviews another all-star pre-PT and alum of the Accepted System, Carl Bourne Jr. Carl shares his story of being a college football player to eventually finding a new passion for physical therapy. Carl also shares his love and expertise for writing and how he is now using his talent for some of the biggest names in physical therapy to help him stand out and get accepted into PT school. Furthermore, he explains the impact that the Accepted System has had on his journey as well as the community that comes along with it. Enjoy this episode.
For this pre-PT series, you're the first out of 4. Let's start with just telling us, like, how did you even find physical therapy? What's the story behind it? Why this field? Why not medical? Why not a lawyer? Why not an electrician? Tell us a little bit of background about why you chose this.
Oh, man. You and Joseph know, and a couple other people in our Accepted System, but when I started off college, I started off wanting to play football. You know, I wanted to be a pro, whether that be going in Canada, whatever the case may be. My freshman year, I ended up in Minnesota playing football. Things didn't work out there. I transferred to another school, played there. Things didn't work out. Transferred to another school. Things didn't work out. And it got to a point where it was like, okay, maybe it's time to start thinking about life after football. And, you know, I started just kind of focusing on school, started focusing on making sure that I could make sure my grades were, you know, good so that I can graduate. And as I was getting towards, like, my senior year and graduating, I just started looking into, like, what the next thing would be for me, what the next best thing would be. And I stumbled across physical therapy. I looked into it and I was like, okay, like, this is interesting. I could see myself doing this. I could see myself being in this profession. And it was one of those things that it was on my radar, but it wasn't like 100% set in stone. That's what I wanted to do. Now, after I finished school, I went through just the working life. I was just working. I was an insurance agent. So, you know, I'm just working, getting money off of sales and commission. And, you know, it was cool. It was good money. It was decent money for the time being. And then I remember there was this one day, this was 2016, in the fall. I came into work the next day and they fired like 50, 60 people.
Jeez.
And I was like, whoa, like this isn't it. You know, like there's no type of stability here. I can't grow here. I'm not really getting any type of fulfillment here. So I knew it was time to go. And I was like, maybe it's time to look back into going to school. So that day at work, I actually went on Google and I typed in physical therapy programs. And I just looked up like prerequisites, stuff like that. I was trying to see like what classes I did take, what classes I still needed to take, like all the requirements and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I can do this. This is going into 2017. And so in 2017, in the summer, I started taking some prereqs again. And I just like made up my mind, this is what I want to do. Started getting some observation hours, and I just absolutely fell in love with it, man. And it was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is my profession. This is what I need to be living in. This is where I'm going to find my fulfillment, you know, in life, or at least some of my fulfillment in life. And, you know, I made that decision, and ever since then, it's just been tunnel vision and no turning back. So, yeah.
So did you have any other careers on your radar? Because sometimes we get messages from students like, yeah, PT is cool, but yeah, I'm not even sure yet. So did you have any other careers, or was it just like, man, I found PT and that was it? It was a wrap.
Man, to be honest with you, I just was locked in on PT. Mm. Like, I made up my mind to do that. And I'm the type of person, like, when I make a decision to do something, to commit to something, like, I want to commit. You know, I don't want to have any plan Bs. It's like, it's this or nothing. And so for me, there wasn't the like option of, oh, maybe I want to be a PTA, or maybe I want to be an OT, or maybe I want to be, you know, a lawyer, or whatever the case may be. Like, at that particular point, it was like, no, PT, physical therapy, that's what I want to do. And that was it. I was just focused and locked in on making sure that I make that come true.
Right. So tell us about your mindset before you got, because you're in the accepted system now. You've been in there since last year. What was your what was your mindset from before getting in? What were you? Was there any struggles? Were you just chilling and you were like, man, this looks cool? Or did you feel like you needed something? Were you missing something? Where were you at before you took that leap and joined the accepted system?
Man, before I took the leap, I was in the midst of prereq classes. And I remember that I literally was asking myself, how badly do you really want this? Like, do you really want to be a physical therapist, or are you just saying that? Like, is this really what you want? And I'm talking to myself, I'm like, yeah, like, this is what I want. And it just turned into something where it was like, well, if this is what you want, prove it. Like, do anything you need to do to make sure that you can become a physical therapist. So I actually had reached out to Mario Beltran, and I reached out to Mario, and Mario told me, he was like, yeah, you know, some of my boys, they have this company, Pre-PT Grind. You should check them out. If you really want to get into school, check them out.
Shout out to Mario.
Shout out to Mario. And so I ended up hopping on one of you guys' lives, just like this right here. Mm-hmm. And you guys were talking about a webinar that was coming up. So I was like, yeah, I'll check out the webinar. And I remember staying on the webinar, like I stayed on the whole webinar. Like I didn't get off until literally you guys ended it. You know, you have people that they come on webinars and lives and they hop in. They, you know, they peek in. Okay, right, cool. Yeah. Stay for a little bit. Then they leave. But I was like, no, like whatever y'all have that's going to get me into school, I want it. And I remember reaching out to Joseph, sending an email. And me and him talked on the phone for literally maybe like an hour. He was on his way to the clinic. And I was just telling him, like, you know, this is what I want. So it's not a matter of, you know, what the program, like, what it requires, you know, what you need from me. Like, this is what I want. And I want to be a part of something that's going to allow me to be able to, you know, fulfill my dream and get into school. And I just told him, you know, like, I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. Like it doesn't matter if I gotta sign up for something, if I gotta be somewhere, whatever. Like I'm in, and you know the rest is history, man. And now it's crazy because I was skeptical at first, but now a year later, if I didn't make the decision, man, it probably life wouldn't be as good as it is right now. So. I'm glad I made that leap.
Let's stay on that, though. So why? What was the difference? Like, what made you eventually just trust Pre-PT Grind and make that leap? You were skeptical at first, but was there something? Was there a live stream? Was it a conversation? What made you ultimately trust us and be like, no, these guys aren't a scam. I'm cool. I can trust them. They'll get me to the promised land. I'm in. What was that for you?
My phone call with Joseph. Hands down. The phone call with Joseph just eased like all my anxiety, you know, and any type of doubt that I had about, you know, being a part of the program. And, you know, I felt like I'm a pretty good judge of character. And so I was like, if this guy is BSing me, like I'm going to know. But like Joseph was just genuine, you know, like he was a genuine guy. He genuinely cared. He wanted to know my concerns. And, you know, he was there and he explained everything to me. And from that conversation right there, it was like a no-brainer to me. And I think like literally right off after we hopped off the phone, like within like 10, 15 minutes, I was in the program.
Boom, just like that. So if you're like Carl, and you're like, man, I don't know. Yes, I need help. Yes, I need to get in. Yes, I'm locked in. PT is what I want to do. But, man, I just don't know. Who are these guys? I love the live stream. I love the podcast. Get on a call with us. Comment qualified below. We'll send you a link to a free training and a free phone call with either myself or Joseph. And we'll hash it out. We'll hash it out. What is the best direction for you? What's the best direction for you to get into school? What's the best direction for you not to waste time, valuable money? I don't care if it's with us. I don't care if it's somebody else. You're doing your own thing. It doesn't matter. We just got to figure that out for you. So if you need a phone call with us, all you got to do, comment qualified below. We'll send you the link and you'll schedule your time. And you might end up like Carl. You might have all your problems at ease. You might be good to go for next cycle, the cycle after that. Yeah. But this might be what you need. And we're just giving it to you. Utilize your phone calls. We charge for them, and people buy them. But we're just gonna give it to you for free, for a limited time. Spots are filling up. I think till next Wednesday or something like that. So comment qualify below. Y'all are lucky. We'll give it to you, and let's go. It's time to go. So comment that below, and we'll get it to you. But Carl, let's switch it a little bit. I was talking to them about how you're just killing it, how you're writing for people, how you're working for different companies, how you're an intern for us. Tell us about your blog, how you guys started writing. Give us the whole story about it.
Man, I have been writing since I was probably, I'd say at least 12 years old. And you know, I used to write like poems and short stories and stuff like that. And to be honest, I really have to thank you and Joseph a lot for me being where I am right now with my writing, because I remember there was a conversation that me and you had via text. This was probably like last spring. And I was like, so I can make money like writing, like as as a physical therapist, like on top of like my salary and whatever else. And you were like, yeah, definitely. And I remember you asking me, you were like, do you write? And I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to, you know, brag or nothing like that. But yeah, like I write a little bit. And I remember you told me, you said, okay, write something for us. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to write? And you were like, write about your job. And I was like, cool, I'll have it to you tonight. And I literally got it to you that night. And you hear but you don't listen. That was the title of it. You know, from that, I just really realized, like, you know, I need to really embrace my gift. And I need to really make sure that I'm operating in my gift. So I started taking my writing more serious because I knew that it was something that I was talented at. And from that, I got the idea from you guys as well to start a blog, because, you know, one of the many things that you guys teach us in the accepted system is making sure that we stand out. So for me, I was like, okay, a blog. Yeah. Like I can stand out doing that. And I remember I started the blog in the summer and I was excited. I was hype. And then towards the fall and towards the end of the summer and into the fall, I just kind of like was thinking, okay, how can I go like next level with this writing? And then I ended up reaching out to Dr. Kyle Rice. And me and him were on the phone for a while and I was just telling him about my writing, and he asked me, he said, how would you like to be a part of the team writing? I'm like, that's like a no-brainer. Like, of course I want to be a part of the team. And so I took a step back from my writing because I understood from a standpoint of wanting to stand out and wanting to do something different. How many pre-PTs are writing for in a physical therapy company? How many pre-PTs are writing for not just a physical therapy company, but for a doctor who got a perfect score on his boards and that has a thriving business of helping student PTs pass their boards. It's not a lot of people doing that. So once the opportunity was presented, I was like, yeah, I'm going to take it. Done. And so I took a step back from my blog. I just started writing for Kyle, and the blogs would come out like every at first, it was a little slow because I was in the midst of like my apps and stuff like that. But now, you know, every Friday they're out on the PTHustle.com. And it just was amazing because I got a lot of feedback from people like I didn't even know, you know, that my blog helped them, that me as a pre-PT, you know, I had an impact on student physical therapists for an examination that I don't know anything about because I'm not in PT school yet. And I remember back in October that it actually led to one of the schools I applied to, the department chair on Facebook actually read it and commented on it. And it was just like, wow, you know, like it really just, it was very humbling, you know, because I never imagined that things would take off like that. And even like now, I'm still writing for Kyle. You know, I write stuff for you guys every now and then. And also have something coming out very soon with new grad physical PT mentors. And so it's just been a great experience. My blog is back up now, revamped. And that's been awesome too, you know, not just writing for other people, but writing for myself, getting my name out there, my brand out there. And it's been awesome, man. It's just been amazing seeing everything that transpired just for me taking that leap and getting into the accepted system.
And what's the name of your blog? Got to plug it.
Born Winner. So,
BornWinner.com?
BornWinner.com. Yeah. BornWinner.com if you guys want to check that out. And, you know, I'll be having some stuff come out from some physical therapists as well. Dr. Mario Beltran wrote a piece for me. I'll probably release that soon. And it's going to be, my blog is me. You know, it's what I love. It's the things I'm interested in writing about, talking about, and it's also physical therapy because, you know, that's a part of you know, who I am and who I'm becoming. So, yeah, BornWinner.com if you guys are, you know, interested in checking that out.
Man, look, I mean, a lot of pre-PTs have had blogs before. I mean, I'm one that had one in PT school. It's still up there. I don't mess with it too much anymore. But there's a lot. I mean, there's stuff out there. You guys can Google it, but I'm telling you, this guy Carl is on another level. I've seen a lot of blogs. I work for a publication company. I see a lot of stuff. This guy he's different. This, like the dude on the meme, this guy is different. I'm telling you, just check it out, read it, any of his work. Kyle Rice, PTHustle.com. And Carl was trying to be a little humble. This PTHustle.com is serious. The NPTE, if you don't know what it is, it's the National Physical Therapy Examination. You have to pass it in order to become a licensed physical therapist. And that's what schools freaking care about because that's what they're judged on. Carl, as a pre-PT, is writing for a company that the only thing physical therapy schools care about is you passing the boards, and he's doing it from now. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Carl's the only one in the world or the country doing something like this as a pre-PT. So if you understand the magnitude of what he's doing, the skill set of what he's learning, and what that can do for him in the future, like I can probably see you might be like the editor of PT in Motion, which is the APTA's major magazine publication. Who knows what can happen? You might have your own thing. You might take over for it. But these are the skills that we talk about that our interns, our students are acquiring and putting into place to make themselves different. There's only so much you can do with a high GPA. There's only so much you can do with a high GRE score. We talk about it all the time. Yes, that can help you get into physical therapy school, but you're only in physical therapy school for 2.5, 3 years. Then you're a physical therapist for the next 20, 25, 40 years. So the time you're a physical therapist and the time you're a student, the time as a student is minute. Yes, you got to get the skills to get in, but we're more worried about how are you being? What kind of physical therapist will you be? What kind of business person? What kind of person as an individual will you be as a physical therapist to impact patients for years to come? So if you understand the magnitude of what's going on here, then, hey, reach out to Carl, reach out to us, and get your stuff together to stand out, because this is something serious. So, Carl, I'm proud. You'll be my future colleague, physical therapist, very, very soon. I can't wait for that message, but, man, you're doing some amazing, amazing things. So, you talked about the accepted system earlier, and some students might be watching this, some might be new to us, some might have been following us for a while, and they're like, yeah, this sounds cool, but what exactly is the accepted system? Is it just a Facebook group? Is it just a bunch of videos? Do you just get downloads? Is it just calls? In your experience, what is the accepted system? What's the accepted system experience? And what is it all about for the students who are wondering and curious about it?
If I could put accepted system into one word, I would probably say community or family. Because there are a lot of pre-PTs that are watching this or that are going to watch this, that right now you're struggling. Like, let's just be honest, like you're struggling. You feel like you don't have anyone there that has your back or knows what you're going through. You don't have any support. Your friends may not be in the same field as you. They don't understand what it's like to take the prereqs and the observation hours and your GRE and et cetera, et cetera. In the accepted system, we're a family. So from the moment you come in, it's like you're one of us. You know, you're a part of the fam. And we help keep each other accountable. Man, I talk to people in the accepted system more than some of my friends that I grew up with.
Wow.
You know, and that's just a testament to show how much we really do bond and how much we really do care for each other. Every time someone gets accepted, it's a celebration. Every time someone gets an interview, it's a celebration. Every time someone gets even when someone gets a rejection, that's fine. We'll pick you back up, dust yourself off. You still got more coming. You still have acceptance coming. Don't worry about that. That's one school. And just helped. It really helped us to be able to navigate what it is to apply to PT school and stand out as an applicant in order to make sure that you can get interviews and that you can be accepted into PT school. And a lot of the stuff that is in the accepted system, it's stuff literally, if you're not a part of this program, you're not a part of this family, you won't know. And it's like, even I don't know if Mang is on here, but like I know even me and him were having a conversation months ago, and I was just telling him like it's crazy because I think about the fact that if I didn't join and I applied, I would have applied blindly. Like I would have made so many mistakes. Wow. And I just would have been basically like down the creek without a paddle. Like, you guys just provided so much clarity and so much direction for us. And I know it's not just me that feels this way, but it's, you know, everyone that's in our program. The last couple of months have been just exciting and really fun to watch because you're literally watching your family like be able to walk into their greatness by getting their interviews and getting their acceptance letters. And it's like, you know, everyone in here deserves it because you know how hard they worked, you know how hard you push each other. And it's just hands down the best decision I made last year. And that's just continuing to help me reap the benefits and the fruit now. So family, community, like if you're on the fence about it, I promise you, you'll regret more that you didn't join than if you do join. So definitely one of the best decisions I made, and definitely the best decision that I made last year.
Shout out to Mang. What's going on? He's on the live stream. He's coming on
Mang.
Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday.
So he's, man, you'll have to tell your side of the story too. We got to hear it. So tune in Wednesday, I think around 9 Eastern-ish time. So tune in there to hear Mang's story as well. But Carl, tell us about the doubts you've had as a pre-PT and how the accepted system either put them at bay, gave you more clarity, gave you more confidence to get where you're at now.
I think a lot of the doubt I had was stemming from originally not having that support system that I have in the accepted system. Because it's one thing when you're the only one telling yourself, like, you can do this, you know, you're capable. But it's a powerful thing when you have a community of people around you that are building you up and that are literally speaking life into you all the time. Even like on my blog, I have a quote, and basically it's just saying like, if you want to go somewhere quickly, you know, you can go by yourself, but if you want to go far, go together. And that's what we're doing. A lot of the doubts I had just stemmed from that being alone, you know, not having anyone that could really understand what I was going through, the struggles I had, and not really knowing if I could really be able to get into this profession or get into school or get an interview. And I know even like last summer when I was taking prereqs, there were some times where like physics too. Oh my God, I hated that class.
I remember.
But literally there were days on end where I would doubt myself and I was like, you're not gonna pass this class. Like,
wow.
I know you ace physics one, but physics two is a whole nother beast. You're not gonna pass this class. Mm. And literally just having, you know, Joseph and you and everybody in the family be there for me, like it meant the world, and it did everything for my confidence, because I started telling myself, well, if other people can believe in me, why can't I believe in me?
Wow.
And you know, that's a big part of all the success that I'm having now as just a pre-PT.
Mm. Jeez. So sounds like your belief systems were different before you joined, and now that you're in. I'm just curious, how many other pre-PTs have a jacked up, for lack of a better word, belief system? Like, if you're the only one who's talking to yourself with no positive reinforcement, maybe the only thing you're getting is negative reinforcement, you have nobody surrounding you to have your back, no support system, what's going to happen later on in your career? I've talked about that earlier in the live stream, but what's going to happen after, what's going to happen once you get into PT school? What's going to happen after you get out into the field? Because this support system, your belief systems are going to follow you for the rest of your life. They're going to follow you for the rest of your career. So if you don't change that early, man, it's going to be a long, long, lonely, lonely road. So, man, it's just amazing that something that we deem is so small is so huge and can make all the difference in getting wherever we really want to be. You can research any athlete, any famous person. They're going to tell you that this belief system, this mindset thing, was probably one of the biggest turning points in their whole success path. So just hearing that from you probably will come over different than if myself or Joseph will be saying this or have been saying this in the past. So I hope it gets home to a lot of the pre-PTs, to another Carl out there who had football struggles and now found physical therapy in the future. This message might be the one that solidifies your future career. So last question, Carl, now I'll let you go. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your time. Tell us what you're looking forward to in physical therapy, because a lot of times, especially in this platform and in this stage of the application, we're like, this class, I got to kill it. This GRE, I got to kill it. These observation hours, and we kind of lose sight of the bigger picture. So what do you look forward to of doing or being down the road as a DPT?
Oh, man. so much, bro. I know so many of us in the accepted system, you know, we have such big dreams and goals that extend beyond just becoming physical therapists. But, you know, definitely opening up my own clinic, man. You know, talking to GT, you know, that was one of our first conversations, you know, opening a clinic back home in Barbados. Mm. And even here, you know, writing a book.
Okay.
You know, it's so many things, man. Like, I really could say, you know, me and Ben Kim, shout out Ben Kim. Hey, I don't know if he's up on here, but, you know, me and him, we've been working on some stuff for a digital marketing brand, and that'll be exciting later this year to see the things that we make happen with that. We have our own client right now, a physical therapist that, you know, we're learning marketing and learning how to help him get more patients. Mm. And this is all stuff that, you know, we learned from being a part of the accepted system that guided us to SSPT and Greg Todd, that guided us to other physical therapists that took us under their wing and that are successful. And, you know, they basically poured into us. So it's really so much that I could talk about, you know, I want to do, and that I have in the works, you know. But overall, the best is yet to come.
Wow. Wow. Man, what's going on, Jimmy? Enjoy your call with Joseph coming up in a few days or tomorrow. I saw that come through. But anybody else who needs a call, anybody else who's looking to be like Carl, anybody else who's looking to be like our other accepted system student, winners, comment qualified below. We'll send you our accepted system blueprint. Then as well with that, you get a free call with either myself or Joseph to get you on the right track. So you have that confidence like Carl. So you have that swag like Carl. So you have this company that's coming in the making like Carl. So you're writing for other physical therapy services and businesses just like Carl as a freaking pre-PT. And he's doing stuff like this. You guys ask us how to stand out all the time. And this is just thinking outside the box, doing stuff like Carl, doing stuff like Ben Kim, doing stuff like Meng, doing stuff like all of our accepted system students is what really makes yourself different. Yes, you can get a higher grade in whatever class. Yes, you can retake your GRE, but everybody else is doing that too. So what? Yeah. You get a higher GRE score. Somebody else gets a higher GRE score. You get an A in this class. Somebody else gets an A in that class. But the thing is, Carl's writing for Kyle Rice. Who else is writing for Kyle Rice? Carl is starting his own marketing business. Who else is starting his own marketing business? It's just things like that where your mindset has changed, where your belief systems are changed in order to do different, in order to be different, and in order to stand out. Because standing out just doesn't come from these little things. It comes from who you really are and the essence of who you are really changing so people can see that in you. So it's much more than, hey, just give me this secret. Hey, just give me this tip. Hey, just give me, it's really a whole transformation that we try to bring our students through the accepted system. So through the next few days, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're gonna be bringing other winners through our accepted system in here to tell their story, just like Carl, who are doing amazing, amazing things in the physical therapy profession. So tune into that. I'll be tagging the other people who wanted to see this video and make sure you drop down qualified to get a free call with us so we can get you on the right path. But Carl, I appreciate you. Put in your website, bornwinner.com, so they can check it out. And you guys will see what I'm saying. Carl is on a different level. So you guys, if you can't find us anywhere else, check out our website, www.preptgrind.com. And you'll see everything there. But I appreciate you guys spending the time with us. And hey, I hope it brought you some value. Hope it brought you some clarity. And tag your friends, tag your classmates, associates, anyone it is that can benefit from this live stream and this podcast and this YouTube video in the future. So thanks for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, guys. Thanks, Carl.
All right, y'all. See you later. Thanks for joining. No problem, bro.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This Sunday, January 27th, 12 p.m. Eastern Noontime, we are having a free webinar titled The Proven 6 Steps to PT School Acceptance Despite a Low GPA or a Low GRE Score. I think we have close to about 200 people already signed up for the webinar, so save your spot. Be quick. I'm not sure how many people our webinar system is going to let us hold and hang on to, so make sure you're signed up. Make sure you're registered. If you can't make that time, don't worry. Yes, the replay will be available to everyone who has signed up and registered. So save your spot and be there for the 6 proven steps to PT school acceptance despite your low GPA or low GRE score. If this is your mission, if this is your life's work, if this is your passion, don't let your low GPA score, low GRE score, your parents telling you you can't do it, your guidance counselor is telling you you're not smart enough. No, you can do this. We have proven that you can get into PT school despite your low GPA, your low GRE score, your family members, your classmate. It does not matter. If this is what you want to do, let's make it happen. So save your spot in that webinar. Be there, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your classmates, and sign up for the 6 proven steps to PT school acceptance despite a low GPA or low GRE score. This is on January 27th, 12 p.m. Eastern Noontime. And yes, the replay will be available to everyone who has signed up. The link is in the description, so make sure you click that, save your spot, and we will see you there. This episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast is brought to you by The Accepted System. The Accepted System is not just coaching, it's not just an online course, it's not a feel-good group, and it's definitely not your guidance counselor, just giving you a few tips and sending you on your way. This is a proven system that helps pre-PT students just like you get accepted into PT school without wasting time or money. The accepted system has achieved acceptance for students with above and below 3.0 GPAs. Our system trains pre-PTs to think differently so that they can ultimately fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors or physical therapy despite their fears, low grades, and uncertainty of the future. The accepted system is a do-it-with-you 6-week program that teaches you our accepted system method. To learn more, visit us at www.preptgrind.com and click I Need to Know More under the accepted system. We hope to help you achieve your dreams of getting into physical therapy school. Now enjoy the rest of the episode.